Your money briefing is sponsored by Athene, where our innovative annuity solutions and unique crediting strategies are powered by unconventional thinking. We are driven to do more for you.
With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Low unemployment and rising wages have tilted the labor market balance of power to workers, and many have jumped from job to job seeking more attractive salaries. But that's not always a good idea with respect to your career. We'll explain why in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. Housing starts rose a substantial 18.6% in January from the prior month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.23 million. And the Commerce Department says that residential building permits that can signal how much construction is in the pipeline rose a more modest 1.4% from December to an annual pace of 1.34 million. And the home building sector has struggled with higher interest rates and a tight labor market for construction workers in recent years. From January 2018, housing starts registered a 7.8% decline. In Wall Street Journal, intelligent investor columnist Jason Zweig writes that as states and the Securities and Exchange Commission draw up rules to require stockbrokers to act in their clients' best interest, individual investors should be mindful of the idea that their best interest starts with themselves. He writes, to keep your money safe, you must rely not on regulators, but on your own care and due diligence. Look into fees and risks before you give the slightest thought to performance. Ask plenty of questions and never trust anyone who promises to make you rich quick or to increase your return without raising risk. See Jason's full column on WSJ.com or at the WSJ app. He ends the column, by the way, with a quote from investment analyst Benjamin Graham, who once wrote, "There are no sure and easy paths to riches on Wall Street or anywhere else."
Your money briefing is sponsored by Athene, where our innovative annuity solutions and unique crediting strategies are powered by unconventional thinking. We are driven to do more for you.
With unemployment at 50-year lows, it is certainly a job seeker's market, and those wanting to change jobs are enjoying the balance of power as well. But is hopping from job to job in an employee's best interest? And what should freelancers keep in mind in this job market? Natalia Peart is a psychologist and performance consultant at Fortune 1000 companies and joins us to discuss. So, Natalia, this labor market can empower workers, but you suggest people think before jumping jobs.
JR, that is absolutely right. I think that on the one hand, it is nothing but good news that we are in such a labor market that's advantageous to employees. But on the other hand, we want to tread deliberately. So in other words, our goal isn't at the end of our career to say how many jobs have we racked up. Our goal has to be that at the end of all of that, did we get where we wanted to? We've got to keep our bigger vision in mind and use this job market to our advantage.
You often mention shifting versus drifting. What exactly is that?
So the difference between shifting and drifting is, first of all, it starts with this key difference. No matter what job market we're in, whether it's a good one, whether it's one that is not playing to our favor, we have always got to see ourselves as the boss of our own career. Here's what I mean by that. We have got to play to our advantage, always maintain control of our life, and not just think about what's my next job because it's a good market. You should be thinking to yourself, what is my bigger strategy that in good and bad, I'm going to use to get to my bigger vision of success? Once you're thinking that way, what you're now doing is figuring out what steps can I take? In other words, how am I going to shift to get where I'm trying to go, as opposed to drifting based upon, oh, I saw a new job tomorrow and, you know, let me go ahead and apply for that. Or, hey, that's an interesting opportunity. They're paying, you know, $2 more. I should go there. That is drifting. So what really I want to walk you through is, how do we take this job market, use it to our advantage, and shift, not drift?
This labor market has created opportunities up and down the scale for people looking for work and people looking to change jobs, whatever the case might be, but it has also created opportunities for freelancers. How has freelancing changed the way that people accept and leave their jobs?
First of all, changing jobs and having more than one job certainly does not have the same stigma that it used to. Many people now are thinking about how to even supplement, even if they have a main job that they're satisfied with. Oftentimes people are thinking, you know what, I may want to have a side job, a freelance, to now help with maybe helping me get some extra dollars. Maybe I have a bigger point of view in mind in terms of where I'm trying to go, and I am in this particular job right now. But you know what? Before I fully take a leap, I want to do some freelancing. I want to dip my toe in the water. So freelancing is a great way to bridge. It's a great way to sort of take some steps where you can shift. It's a great way for you to also supplement. And again, it does not at all have the same kind of stigma, because for most people, we're no longer thinking one career for your entire life.
This is the tightest job market and a labor market that we have not seen in 50 years. Unemployment has drifted below 4%. For younger workers who have not lived through a broad spectrum of types of labor markets, what do you see as the smartest career moves to make if you're in your 20s or 30s?
So for many younger employees who have not been through the ups and downs, here is what I want to say. Here's the smartest way to think about your career. You should know that just like the ups are inevitable, so are the downs. Create a career playbook. Understand what is your value in the marketplace. Don't just think about yourself based upon one title. It may be too narrow. Think about what are the key skills and talents and gifts that you have, that even in a market when it shifts and it's not in your favor, you can now think about other ways that you can use your talents. The next thing you want to do is, for every play that you are running, whether it's a main job, a side job, a freelance job, you always want to understand, am I adding to my skills? What value am I providing that I can then negotiate? So you always want to know, am I negotiating on salary based upon what I am contributing? Maybe I am happy where I am. Great, but I should always be in the market looking around so that I know what's the best competitive advantage that I have. Maybe I want to stay, but instead of arguing for or competing based upon another $2 per hour, maybe I want to have a broader job opportunity in the company. Maybe I want a different position. Maybe I want for them to send me back to school. Think about all the ways that you can be negotiating. So if this is your first go round, I would say to you, always think about yourself being open to opportunities. Always think about yourself using the power of your networks to always know what's out there and available. Always know what your end goal is in mind. Always know the multiple ways in which you can get there. And always be the first person to be able to put together what your value is, and then speak clearly and compellingly to your boss or to others to help open up more opportunities for you.
So I guess the lesson is always be prepared and be ready for the economy of the labor market to take a hard corner, turn a hard corner, because it's done it before.
That's exactly right, because we know cycles will always occur, and it's about controlling your future. It's not just about taking advantage of today. You want to always be able to do both.
All right. That is Natalia Peart joining us on the line. Natalia, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it is truly my pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.